My name is Bill Zimmerman. I'm a lecturer of public relations advertising department at Penn State. And before that, I worked in Penn State's social media office, which was housed in the university's central PR office, strategic communications. And prior to my teaching job, I got the pleasure of managing the Nittany Lion mascot account on Twitter. Now, I want to give a shout out to a colleague of mine, Maddie Pryor, who has given the account, since I left, she has given it youthful energy and a school spirit that I could not even hope to match. So Maddie is on Twitter. Check her out. She's doing a fantastic job with the Lion. I'm glad we got a small group here, but that's cool. We can talk about mascots and how important they are to a school. And even if this isn't something that's maybe within your purview, I still think you're going to learn some good things about content creation and just about school spirit in general. So what we're going to talk about a little bit today, why mascots could serve a purpose on social media. Going to give you a snapshot of our Nittany Lion, has quite a history. And I'm going to give you the Furry 15. These are my tips for running a mascot account. So why? Okay, so a mascot is a pal to multiple generations. It really does transcend age at a university, and especially at Penn State, if you're lucky enough to have a mascot with a deep history, it's a beautiful thing how many generations that connects. You know, that has been on a Penn Stater's bucket list for generations, to get a photo with a Lion before you leave school. It's also a historical figure. So our Lion's been around for a long time. I had the joy of going to the library and sifting through the folders of archival Nittany Lion photos and scanning them for use on social media. It was all over the place. I mean, so we got to see photos back to the 20s when it was, we're a mountain lion, a cougar. And then before, there's photos of the mascot as an African lion, having a mane and everything. At one point, the mascot outfit was actually made of rabbit fur. Can you imagine that? This whole human-sized outfit made of rabbit fur. So there's photos of the mascot looking really creepy and weird back in the day and run down. And a lot of people criticize the look of our mascot now and say it's pretty basic, but I think it's lovable. But it's been around for a long time. I call it the bear or lioner of good vibes. You kind of find that a lion just gets people smiling, gets people just to relax a little bit, they have fun. It's a powerhouse of school spirit, so I think of the mascot as kind of your head cheerleader in a lot of ways. It's a great catalyst for user-generated content. Like I said, people love to take a photo with a lion. They love to share it. And it gives you a playful side of your school. A little background, the Lion Twitter account actually came about in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky scandal at Penn State. It was suggested to us by a PR firm that had been hired that we needed something like that, an account that could be playful, that could be a chance to be rah-rah about Penn State, because we really needed that at that moment. So at Penn State, a little bit of history about the Lion. It was the creation of Harrison D. Joe Mason of the class of 1907. And this is such a charming story because it's pretty much, it goes back to just a college student making up a story. So Princeton was playing Penn State at baseball. Princeton was talking up their tiger. They have this ferocious mascot. So somebody was rubbing it into the Penn State students. And Joe got this idea. He goes, we have the mighty Nittany Lion, the fiercest animal of all. Just pulled this out of nowhere, came up with this. We live near the Nittany Mountains. At one point, mountain lions were in Pennsylvania, but they were gone even before Joe's time. He just came up with a story that we had this fierce mascot, and it stuck. The Lion has been big enough to know that it's been featured in commercials for the Big Ten Network, for Jack Links, I think Capital One. I just saw another commercial recently, and I forget the brand. But it's getting out there. Big enough to have a book written in 1997, The Nittany Lion, An Illustrated Tale. Been on Twitter since 2012, and in 2016 was a nominee for the Mascot Hall of Fame. Now, I see my Ohio State people here. Brutus the Buckeye is in the Mascot Hall of Fame, and at Penn State, that was an injustice that we really couldn't let stand, so I got the ball rolling in getting our mascot nominated. We're going to talk more about the Hall of Fame later, but if you're not familiar, a physical Mascot Hall of Fame is actually being built in Whiting, Indiana. It's expected to open next year. It's a Chicago suburb, and it's Hall of Fame for mascots. It's been online for about the last 10 years and has been inducting collegiate and professional mascots, but now it's actually going to have a physical space. It's going to be kind of this celebration of the art of being a mascot. The director of it was the former Philly Fanatic, so this stuff runs deep. So the Nittany Lion Twitter account has more than 17,000 followers, including Miss Pennsylvania right now, who's a Penn Stater. That includes Olympians, professional athletes, and national media personalities. So we're proud that it's becoming something that those devoted Penn Staters have recognized. So real quick, I want to have a mascot talk right now. I want to hear, let's just shout them out, some of the mascots that you have out there at your school. I know, we know Brutus.
Bulldog.
Bulldog.
Harry Dog.
Harry Dog, okay.
Raider Dane.
All right.
We got the Tiger.
Okay. All right. Okay. Most of you are smiling as you talk about these mascots, too. It makes you feel happy. You think about that cute mascot and all the good vibes it represents, and it puts you in a good mood. So what makes them so great? And feel free just to shout it out.
Energy.
Okay, boundless energy. Just when the energy level maybe of the crowd is dipping, the mascot, no, they're right there. They're trying to get people rowdy. Anyone else? Cute. Yeah, they're cuddly. Most people want to go up and hug them. That works in your favor. Are they on social media? Can I get just a show of hands how many have a mascot on social media? Okay. What platform are you using? Okay, Twitter and Facebook?
I don't know if it's officially managed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem that we've found sometimes. If you do have an account, you may want to periodically start searching and just make sure there's no other accounts out there that are kind of misrepresenting themselves as the official account of the mascot. And we've had to get rough and shut down a few. All right, so how do you put this furry ambassador to work? These are my tips. First, you got to make friends with the person in the suit. And also respect the suit, because the student who portrays the Nittany Lion does not identify himself, right now it's all been males, until senior day. So on football day, all the seniors are recognized, the lion pops his head off, it's kind of weird and kind of scary, and it acknowledges the crowd. And so to that point, you know, whether it's in student media, his own social media, he does not acknowledge being the lion. So you make friends with this person, and they're going to be a source of content. So they're out and about. Maybe they hand the phone to a friend. They're going to come up with videos and photos that you can't get, you know, all the time, unless you're shadowing the lion at all points. And for a time, our lion actually created his own PR squad of students who would go around and film stuff. That gave us great content. So all this shared here came about because of the lion. In the middle there, we let him take over our Instagram or our Snapchat account for a day. With Big Ten mascots in Chicago, you know, all this content wouldn't have come about if we didn't have a relationship. And I include an email here that to pat myself on the back a little bit, but also show how seriously this student took it. So this was me letting him know that I would no longer be managing the account, and kind of turning it over to my friend and colleague, Maddie. And he signs it, "Your Friendly Neighborhood Lion." So basically the student embodies the mascot. I mean, they become one in the same with this character, and it's pretty wild. And also just watch them in action. It is going to be an inspiration because of their energy, because how upbeat they are, because they acknowledge everyone that wants to see them. You get a sense of how much people love them and what content then around that mascot is going to connect with people. Boring stuff, creating strategic plans, does have a benefit, you know, for a lion account. So this was just some of the language that we used to describe this. You know, the acknowledging that a selfie is part of a Penn State bucket list. Got content there. We also created personas, you know, around the account. Engaged Erin, our quintessential Penn State mom. She went to Penn State. She has a daughter, a son at Penn State. She supports everything we put out on social media. She thinks the lion's cute. So then we know with this persona, we create content that she's going to like. You can get a mascot account verified. We got ours in October 29th, 2016. We just passed our anniversary. If you don't know how to get a Twitter account verified, you know now Twitter gives you the ability to play a role in that process. You used to have to wait it out and let them seek you out. It was pretty easy for us to make the case for the Nittany Lion. And then, of course, you post to celebrate it, and you can't. You can see the numbers there. It did well. Just a chance to brag about ourselves. It's good to kind of create a tone. It could be a few sentences, just something really explaining the way that your mascot approaches social media. You know, so we see our mascot as timeless. there's somebody, you know, that can connect with a current trend and with a dance craze or something like that, but could also reference a championship football season in the 60s or something, because they've been around. They're this unique character that has seen it all at Penn State. Braggy but gracious, I think, is a nice way to describe how a mascot should act. Of course, they're going to, you know, big up their school. They're playful. And they're all about their school, but they also recognize that there's this fraternity, which this is used by the Mascot Hall of Fame, fraternity. I love it. But they recognize that there's a bond among mascots. So they may play around a little bit, poke each other a little bit, you know, when there's a big rivalry coming up, but they also celebrate that bond of collegiate mascots. And you'll see Goldie the Gopher there and some other mascots, you know, getting shouted out in that post. And I tried to call attention to some of the other schools in the Big Ten, especially, who are doing a good job with this. Like I said, also the Lion is able to be of the moment. You can connect with a dance craze. I don't think a dance craze has gone by in the last 5 years that our Lion hasn't learned, you know, and done it at a football game, and video of that is awesome. You know, it can use slang. Whereas the Penn State account uses slang, it looks lame, it looks like it's trying too hard. For the mascot, that's fine. And also can get involved in memes here, such as John Cena here, "You can't see me." Got to play off that a little bit. Dabbing, you know, connecting with, you know, stuff like Flashback Friday. Mascots are great for this sort of thing. Of course, you know, a good thing to do is hop onto these social media holidays, you know, Flashback Friday, Throwback Thursday, but also these goofy things that pop up like Poetry at Work Day, Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you. Auburn's here. No, sorry, Clemson. My fault. Yeah, my fault. And I think the other one was like High Five Day or something. So I got him high fiving a pup. It's goofy, but Poetry at Work Day, I created a quick poem, and this website called TweetSpeak that was looking at poetry online documented it. So, you know, these sorts of things can get you engagement, including with an audience that maybe you were never on their radar. Celebrate regular holidays, of course. Use Twitter, you know, stickers. In the Thanksgiving one, just gives you a chance to really make the account playful and goofy. Had a fantastic archival shot of the Nittany Lion at Christmas. All this, good for engagement. Talk again about the fraternity. You know, follow other mascot accounts. It gives you an easy way to see what they're doing. Give them shout-outs when they deserve it, like when the Florida Gator actually shielded a kid from a foul ball at a game. You know, and also it's a fun place to play up rivalries. So with that, you know, I see it, the rivalry thing is you can take light jabs. You don't want to go too hard at another school, but it is a way to kind of make little fun jabs at them. So this was Bucky and Goldie the Gopher going at it before their Axe Week game. I really like those. And at the top was kind of my proudest moment in the Nittany Lion, in the chair there, when there was an article by a Pittsburgh blog about how the Nittany Lion and Pitt's panther are pretty much the same animal. Yes, they're both mountain lions. Twitter, their account, they took just a little jab at us, just saying that maybe they're the same animal, but we all know there's a huge difference. And I just came back with this simple declaration of fact here that's saying, yep, one of us is nominated for the Mascot Hall of Fame. And didn't really think much of it, and it just kind of took off. We got students saying stuff like, burn, savage, straight savage. The tweet from at Nittany Lion is savage. It's lit. So I was just loving this. Damn, the Lion with the savage tweet of the day. Shots fired. A Penn State football blog wrote a little post about it. You can see the engagement numbers there. I'm going to keep going with it because I love these. We got all sorts of funny memes posted, GIFs. You know, apply cold water to that burned area was one of my favorites. Delete your account. It got to the point where I was starting to kind of feel bad about it. You know, we have more followers in this account. They haven't quite got the mascot account for Pitt embraced yet. And I'm just like, all right. Then, it keeps going a little bit. We got some great stuff. It was a lot of fun to see it kind of unfold. So it was fun to be part of a little bit of a viral moment for the mascot. And just this, before the Ohio State game, Brutus and the Nittany Lion had a little back and forth because the Lion was late for the ESPN game day broadcast there. And so that Maddie jumped on that, did a nice little back and forth, and a student-run blog wrote about the exchange. So it can help get exposure when you do something clever. You know, obviously, posts with emojis get better engagement. You've probably all have a grasp of the emojis that fit your school well. You know, find these and double down when it comes to social media. When it comes to a mascot's social media, use it to just create a little bit more of a fun atmosphere. So for us, a blue heart works well. Lion paws. We went to the Rose Bowl last year, so we were using the rose all over the place. We have a student-run philanthropy called Thon that raises money for pediatric cancer. It raises money for an organization called Four Diamonds. So we use those things. And the Duke Blue Devils have this perfect blue devil that they get to play with. I'm jealous of that one. And also it gives you a chance to hype up things beyond athletics. So it gives you a chance, you know, to talk about research, give a shout out to the contribution of veteran and military students. Gives you a chance to hype up some of these other things that maybe can get at a school can kind of get forgotten sometimes in the wake of athletics. Know when to hop onto major news. So a few days after we got nominated for the Mascot Hall of Fame, Penn State beat Ohio State. That was last year. Things were different last week. But for us, it was an historic win. It was the first time that since 1964 that an unranked Penn State beat an opponent in the top two. So you can imagine that put a ton of eyeballs on anything related to the Lion. So I made sure I was posting a lot. So know when to really turn it up. When emotions are high at your school, make sure you post. Know when to interact with fans as well, because that allows you to continue to cultivate that playful side, and people love interacting with the mascot. So you can see here kind of an example. This was us losing the Rose Bowl game, so really expressing, you know, just still proud of the team. This is when we beat Ohio State, and the students thought it would be a good idea to rush the field and riot downtown. So this was kind of a sincere wish from the Lion to say, hey, be safe. Not sure if that got any student to maybe think twice about doing something bad, but according to the engagement numbers, it was a post that people connected with people. You know how to celebrate big news. So the Mascot Hall of Fame induction, you know, this was very simple. I contacted the director and told him we were interested. He said, hey, Penn State's established, we'll make him a nominee, just make sure you fill out the paperwork. And a little bit of a news scoop for you. There'll be some good news coming soon about whether the Lion gets inducted or not. It makes it official. So they did the director, David Raymond, former Philly fanatic, did a virtual web conference announcing this thing. So our cheerleading coach and the Lion got to interact with him a little bit. And just some great exposure for us. And, you know, the news of being inducted into Mascot Hall of Fame made it into local media, campus media. The Associated Press picked it up, the Chicago Tribune talking about the inducting class in general. So just another fantastic opportunity for us to get exposure. It didn't cost anything. It was very easy for me to pull together all the application materials. So it was just kind of a great example of how it's an event or it's something, news that we created offline created just a bounty of social media content for us. And then when we do indeed get in, that's more and more content. So know when to make influential friends. Use socialrank.com. You can figure out all the verified accounts who are following you, so you see who some of the best folks are to try to connect with. So obviously you're going for well-known alums. You want your athletic department. If the mascot account doesn't live in athletics, you're going to make sure they're aware and that they're supportive. You get your other departments, colleges, campuses. This is just an example of the note, the DM, sliding into these guys' DMs with news of the Lions' nomination. Just gave them just a quick little introduction about what's happening and asking for their support. I gave them a folder in Google Drive where they could download all sorts of materials. And all of these guys took a step in sharing news about the nomination. Including Chris Law there at the bottom was on Fox Sports 1. They talked about it on the show. This was great exposure for us. John Urschel was playing in the NFL. He just retired. Tom Phillips is in World Wrestling Entertainment. He's a graduate of ours who's a commentator. So you're starting to see all these kind of different areas that we got news about this entered into. And just showing you a little bit more about kind of how these guys responded. Tom Phillips got into kind of a back and forth with his broadcasting partner about this. It's Corey Graves. It's his role to play the bad guy. So we have this kind of fun thing in the world of wrestling playing out about the Nittany Lions. So this was an audience that we wouldn't have been able to reach before. So with that, those were my furry 15. It's a lot of fun running the account. And a big part of that fun is just seeing how people react. You know, one of my favorite days of on the job was when I tagged along with our full-time photographer while he was doing a photo shoot with the lion. And just getting to see the lion in action, seeing how even the most too cool for school student gets giddy when the lion walks past and they're high-fiving them and, they're dancing, they love it. You know, it really is just such a great source of positive energy. Any questions? Yeah.
Okay, so our mascot does not have an account on social media. Okay. We've been talking about involving him a lot more in what we're doing, but obviously knowing that there are so many differences with like university accounts versus fun. Yeah. So I think this is a great approach for us. Our athletics department is much more separate because I'm under marketing. So how do you approach that in terms of
Without saying, can we have your permission to create this account, and we run it, but I guess how did you work with your athletics department? I wasn't aware when it was created, so I'm not entirely sure, but we have a similar situation where there are clear divisions between the main university PR office and athletic communications. You may find that athletics has their hands in so many things, they don't want to take on any other projects, and they gladly say, hey, do it. You know, I think that's kind of been how kind of things have kind of evolved at Penn State. You know, the athletics does a good job of tagging the account and, you know, and sharing posts sometimes, that sort of thing. But I wouldn't see a problem with just kind of putting it out there and saying, you know, why you think it would work best for you. Because if it was to be housed in athletics, maybe some of those things, those opportunities in promoting student life and academics and research would kind of get dropped. So I think that's one positive attribute of putting it in the main PR office is that they're going to be able to present a more varied look at the university. Yeah. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it would just be us. And there were occasions where maybe an alum was in town and they wanted to make sure their kid got to meet the mascot, and they would ask, like, hey, are you going to be at the game? And then I would text the student and find out, are they going to be there, and then respond. You know, there was a few situations like that, but, you know, it's... trying to get a student to do that sort of thing is a lot. And at one point, the student was a little aggressive about, a previous student was about wanting to manage the account. And we just kind of tried to make the case that, you know, hey, this is going to be managed by public relations professionals. We'll do whatever we can to make sure we're always available. If you have content that you want to share, you know, we welcome that and we love that. Having them get involved beyond just sharing content, it would be really tricky. But they did just do the Snapchat takeover for a day, so there would be opportunities like that, you know, maybe to make that work. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.